Hopefully you played your V-Day correctly. That way you could have beers this weekend. This is the perfect pour.
Screwed it up, man. I can't drink all weekend.
Yeah. Lockdown.
I got drunk the night before.
You lost
a hungover on Valentine's Day. I screwed. Everything screwed, man.
You lost some money out of your beer budget?
Yep.
You know what that sound means?
I love gold!
Welcome to The Perfect Pour! It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm a beer geek.
I'm Matt.
Yes, you are, Nick.
Yes.
Don't try to deny it.
Do you find the show interesting? If so, then you're in the right place.
Woohoo! And maybe some people
I just like free beer.
There's some people that aren't beer geeks that still listen. Because they think it's fun. We just opened up a new beer. What did we just open up? You heard Goldmember.
An Island State of Mind. This was dropped off to us from Vern.
Vern!
He was in town.
Vern!
I was not able to see him, but he was in town. Florida's Tropical Pale Ale from a brewery name that Mikey's going to say right now.
Isla Morda.
Yeah, that one.
Isla Morda.
Yeah, sure you do.
Isla Morda. That's somewhere in the Gulf Coast.
As Mikey would say, that's tropical.
It's tropical. I'm still having this Brute Force IPA.
Brute.
From Hangar 24.
Base Force.
The Fontana Gym? The Fontana Gym?
The still making beer, Hangar 24.
I know. Who knew? The Fontaine Gym's like, hey, I'm like, are you sure you didn't get this from 2009? But yeah, Hangar 24 is still going.
Maybe his time machine's working.
Maybe. That was actually pretty good beer. I thought that Brute Force.
I just don't like how they say it's juicy and clean, crushable IPA. But how are brutes supposed to be juicy?
Yeah, aren't we supposed to determine if something's crushable?
I didn't find it to be brute.
I don't like them telling me it's crushable. Hey, I want to find that out on my own.
I want to say crushable on my own.
I don't.
That's my notes, not your notes.
It almost had a cider taste to me, like a little bit of an apple hint. So that to me was where it was dry, as if it was a brute, if you care about my opinion.
I do.
Cool. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I need more.
You have it.
More.
You can put that little nugget in your pocket.
Boop. I will.
Matt's opinion.
And that was Matt's opinion. And we also had a Tioga Sequoia Firefall Red from Beer to Brewer 87.
You're welcome.
Ooh, in a can.
Nope. In the bright can.
Ooh, bright can.
This is bright. Look how shiny it is.
The can is extra bright.
It's shiny. It's polished.
Ooh. Woo. So now you can get Firefall Red in a can.
Pretty much everybody that does bottles are buying old can plants because they're being abandoned.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, oh, now we do cans. You're like, oh, wait, cool.
What's being abandoned? Can plants?
So supposedly,
seems like they'd be the opposite.
Supposedly, Ball and Crown, I believe, is the other company. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, they are
Ball and Crown
consolidating. So, like, they're buying smaller companies out, consolidating them. There's plants that they've
Big can. Big can. Buying out.
They've actually, decommissioned places, and so now there's places like Saks Co. or Grandstand or whoever. They're going in and buying these old factories and rehabbing them to produce cans. So it's like, oh yeah, so now not only do we make bottles for Sierra Nevada, but now we supply cans.
The whole aluminum shortage is over? That AB InBev was buying up all the aluminum?
That did hit us a little bit. It did push out turnarounds for some time for us, but we have like four different suppliers that we do graphics with. So we would just hit them up and be like, all right, so there's shrink, there's bright can, silver cans, they call brights, and direct print. We would just hit up the three different, you know, however many suppliers we have to get a hold of one of those three things and be like, what can we get here in less than 4 weeks? And somebody would turn up with that and be like, oh, we got brights in. We put a pallet, put your name on a pallet. We'd be like, send them or something like that.
Bro, we got brights. Brights. Send them.
Send it.
Send it.
Send it.
But for our core beers, we're going to go for a direct print. So those will be.
Yeah, that's what I go for. Direct print.
And then our specialties will get labels or shrinks.
Specialties.
Load them in the ribbon
printer. Yeah, those all. The small batch stuff seems to get those brights, as you're saying. Because they're quick.
Yeah, because you just buy a pallet of them.
Get them in here.
Yep.
Which brewery is using the dot matrix printing process on cans?
Probably Firestone because they still have paper labels. So Sierra Nevada too.
That's my
PlayStation. That's yours, yeah. Typewriter. Can we load one in a typewriter? Type directly to the load the can.
Yeah.
Other useless, nonsensical ways to label a beer.
There's something I should edit out, but won't.
Note to self. Edit show.
No. No editing. That's what podcasting is about.
It's raw.
Weird, awkward, slow-paced things in between other things. That's a podcast.
Yes.
So we've got these three beers. We're going around the table. We're enjoying them and all the things. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Fontana Jim and Bird.
How does Vern not have a nickname yet? What?
Isn't that, that's it.
Are Vern. We slacking?
Vern!
Vern. What do you mean, Vern?
What do you mean, Vern? He's never heard that one.
Nope. Not in the last 10 years, anyway.
Nope. Yeah, that's true. He's been off the radar. What the hell is he doing anyway?
Just random thing. Did you mount a pencil sharpener in your garage?
I sure did.
Woo!
That's
in case you need a pencil sharpen.
Sharpen your pencil. He just wants to say, sharpen your pencil.
I got my pencil.
Something right on, man.
Speaking of another tangent, are you going to go see Sammy at a Full Circle?
Sammy.
At Full Circle?
No, it's not Full Circle. It's a Warner's.
Oh, Warner's. Okay, whatever.
Come on, bro. He's not going to go Full Circle. Too big for that. Same but yet. He is kind of too big for Warner. I don't know. That place isn't going to be exactly full. Sammy and Mikey, Mr. Michael Anthony as well. And he's playing with Jason Bonham on some stuff, so I don't know if Jason Bonham will be with him or not, but I'm going.
Wow.
Sam and Michael and Bonham. So let's get into some culture. Yes.
I feel like I'm on the Indiana Jones ride.
It's good. Yeah. Yep. That ride pretends breakdown and actually breaks down.
An actual breakdown.
All the time.
This one's real.
If it's not a Disneyland trip unless you go by the Indiana Jones ride and it's nope, come back in 60 minutes. It might be going.
We might fix it.
So what you got, Matt?
Alesmith has done a rehauled lineup. That's a poor choice of words in my opinion, but they did a little branding update. So it looks like their cans have a little new logo going on. And that means it's good for us because then we know we have fresh cans in town for a while. They are also jumping on the hazy train.
No, nope, don't do finally. It. Don't stop. Don't stop believing.
I hear this hazy beer is something.
It's called Juice. Get into it. Juice Stand.
Delivery. At least they're honest.
Delivers intense notes of tangerine, blueberry, bubblegum, and tropical fruits with a full-bodied hazy brew. Rounded out by a smooth malt character and soft bitterness, this flavorful beer is sure to become a new favorite for the hazy IPA fan.
Oh. All right, Nick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll be all over that. Let me call A.L. Smith right now. Send the case.
Hey, guys.
So starting today.
Podcast. I hate hazies. Could you send some of your hazies?
Starting today, February 15th at 11 a.m., you can go down to A.L. Smith and pick it up.
Or A.L. Smith could send us some.
Yep. Get him on the horn, see?
Get him out of here.
Mabel,
call me out. Call A.L. Smith.
I'm sending a truck.
Patch me through.
So, brewery news for our Floridians that live in the Sodo. I'm not making that up. Sodo District. Sodo,
1944.
Which is Orlando area.
Dateline Sodo.
A new brewery called Rock Pit Brewing, which is also, so it's the sixth brewery to open in Orlando area in the last 6 months.
Fred Flintstone worked there.
You done?
You're not supposed to stop.
Oh, I was letting you have your moment.
He's found a way to thwart our tangenting.
God dang it. He's like, I'm just going to wait. No, I got all night.
This locally owned business is the first microbrewery in Orlando to operate a full home brew supply store on premise. Now, not only does Rock Pit sell everything you need to brew a batch of beer, but the company also plans to host regular homebrew competitions in collaboration with the local homebrewers group, Chief. Brewers Anonymous. So, people go check that out. Let us know what it's like. Is it good? Is it
not? Come on, reps. Do some repping.
Who's our Sodo rep?
They partnered with the barbecue place to bring food over to
barbecue. So,
it's Texas style.
Always smart to partner with a barbecuer.
Texas style barbecue in Florida.
Do you want Florida style barbecue?
Maybe I do. Good point. Maybe I've never had it.
I don't know. They would need chew your beer to come down to Florida.
Just throw a Cuban sandwich on the barbecue.
Yeah. There you go. Alligator jerky.
This is how you smoke alligator, eh?
Sodo, Florida.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I'm mapping it right
People
now.
People live in Sodo. There's probably other acronyms.
How long will it take me to drive there?
You take the 405 to the 1.
To ignite it on south.
Well, there's a Florida and Fresno. You want to go there?
In Fresno?
Huh. Wow, there's a neighborhood that has state names in it. And Florida is one of the streets.
Boom.
Sorry, that's too much.
Oh, Sodo. God. There's another thing I should edit out that I won't.
So, in other news, Deschutes has a new hazy beer. No, just kidding.
yes.
They are doing a branding refresh. So, and they are officially toting that they're 30 years strong in the craft brewing.
Wow.
And then
district.
It's all been Black Boot.
And they tote that when they started 30 years ago, there was less than 100,000 breweries dotted on the landscape. So
we were the only ones.
So they're all still around, jerks.
Portland and Oregon has had a rash of closures lately, but Deschutes is like, we've been here, bitches, and we're still here.
Bitches.
You guys did it wrong.
Now, sit here, say you bitches.
Now, sit here. We're at Deschutes. Deschutes does sound sort of old timey.
You breweries will never catch us.
So that's exactly.
I'm going to go down to Deschutes.
So this feeds right, that goes right into this next paragraph. The category is flooded now with craft brewers, large and small, who have embraced quirky, whimsical branding. I realized that in order to differentiate ourselves and grow, we need to evolve our marketing approach, and starting with Deschutes branding and packaging. So they are going to basically redo their branding.
They're going to be cool.
To appeal to millennials, what they said in this article.
The rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
Red Chair's getting rebranded.
Now you're going to know when that Black Boot's old.
Mm-hmm. And
Freshies.
another. So this brewery actually is getting into the hazy game. Coronado Brewing. They're going to
what? How have they Leisure, not done a hazy yet?
Leisure Lagoon Hazy Pale Ale. So definitely
legume like beans.
L A G O O N.
No, like Gilligan's.
Lagoon. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gilligan. Leisure Legumes.
It's the company's first year-round hazy offering, followed the success of its highly anticipated seasonal Magic hazy Legumes. North Island IPA. Our fans can't get enough of hazy beers.
Damn it.
We can't get enough!
Says Sean Steele, Director of Brewing Operations. We're excited to offer a lower ABV option that doesn't skimp on any of the bright, juicy hop notes that people have come to expect these days. So,
no alcohol and all flavor.
Damn, kids.
No thanks.
West Coast hops and 100% juicy. It's a tagline. So that's what's happening in the beer world.
That's what's happening.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
All across the country.
East Dick. Coast. So I'm guessing Soto is south of downtown.
Oh.
That's what I'm gathering.
That was, didn't we had that for a little bit in Fresno, right?
The Soto district?
Soyo. Like
Soyo.
South
Soyo.
Of Inyo.
There you go. Soyo.
Yes. Soyo is better than Soto. Soto.
Soyo.
So don't do it.
Somebody call us and let us know what the districts are in Florida.
Yeah. We all want to hear that.
Tell us your Please. District.
Well, we have the No-Do, the Soto.
Give us your favorite district and then your least favorite. So we just want two answers is all we want.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Then where you wish you lived and where you actually.
Yeah.
Is he looking something up? I don't know.
No, we're in the Knicks.
Okay. I was Snapchatting.
So. Well, spoiler alert for Ben Cotter.
A lot of ladies on the line there like.
Woo! Waiting for his reply.
You haven't Snapchatted back, Matt.
What are you, busy?
Well, you're not busy. I know you're not busy.
I'm going to open this new beer.
What are you, busy? The line's been tied up for hours now.
They ain't kidding with this one.
Get off the line. Party line's over, Mabel.
I need to make an important call to New York.
I love gold.
Operator, get me New York.
ABV now game. Five. Dump truck of the gods.
From Dustbowl Brewing.
It is a mega India. Pale. Ale.
Does that mean triple?
No, man. Yeah. Dust Bowl, bro.
It's right on the cusp. Oh, yeah.
Dust Bowl Brewing, one of the very few, actually the only one, that actually sends us beer to have on the show. If you're a brewery.
Ooh, that's a triple.
Like, I want those guys to drink my beer on their show.
Damn, bubblegum.
You can send it to our...
What the fudge?
Our box. There's an address on the website. Dump truck of the guns.
Awesome name. The dude would the buy based on the name alone.
And a dump truck full of hops. It's a cool, cool, cool can.
It's a good amount of hops. Buy the dump truck full.
Oh. Nothing hazy here. What the hell?
I made a call. Cease the haze.
It's me, Nick. Stop the haze.
Hello, Turlock. Cease the haze.
Our boys are back from the war and cease the haze.
Girls play baseball.
Oof. What's the percentage on this?
Hey, ABV game.
11.3.
Guess. Don't look at it.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. 10.5.
Brothers closest.
Damn it.
11.7.
Yes.
I'm terrible. I'm no good.
Do you even know your mega IPAs, bro?
No.
Yes. So that's how I'm going to order my beers next time.
I have no girls are listening.
Yes. Hello, sir. Welcome to Craft Beer Central. What can I get you? I'm not sure yet. Well, what kind of beers are you into? I like the mega IPAs.
Yeah.
I'm into megas.
Into megas? You got any mega IPA? What do you have? See, I ain't got all night.
Pretty good. Pretty good IPA.
Pretty good.
What's happening, Nick? What are we doing?
Oh, yes. As I was saying, spoiler alerts into Bincott. I am failing miserably at Flagship February.
Boo!
I have yet to have Flagship beers.
Wait, is Firefall Red a Flagship beer?
Yes.
Okay, oh! then I win.
Flagship February! Woo! Flagship February!
Yep,
I have. Oh, not. You haven't been to Chili's or Applebee's? They're celebrating Flagship February. Woo-hoo! All day.
All day long.
Every day is Flagship February.
Hashtag doing it first.
They're in November. They're like, Flagship February in November.
Excuse me, I seem to have an old menu here. It says Flagship February.
No, it's not all current.
It's current.
Real current. What can I get you? We're getting real close to getting rid of that keg of Sierra.
So the riblets and shrimp platter, that's still offered?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's all. I don't know Applebee's lingo. I'm sorry.
Come on. Get all your Applebee's plates in order before you start a bit.
Oh, I'd like a dish that includes the personal hand wipe at the end of it.
Ribs, they got some ribs, and they got chicken dishes there.
Yeah.
And
all the sauces.
Oh, yeah. All your sauces.
We offer ketchup.
You know you're in a good restaurant, and they're like, what sauce do you want with that?
Yeah. And they come in the half-ounce plastic tubs that the cut of meat doesn't quite fit in. Ooh.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah. Mm.
Can you make the opening bigger, please?
That's what we got. We got new plates.
Now I got to do the weird squeezy thing where I squeeze it out on my plate, and it takes like seven of them to sauce my cutlet.
They got that peel off.
Ooh, the peel off. 15 Armenian restaurants in Fresno, and Mike was the Applebee's for the peel off.
Yeah, Applebee's for their peel off. Like, you have like the best peel off. You're living in the best peel off town. Applebee's, bro. Gotta go there. Peel off.
I got that insider tip from Flying with Famous.
Applebee's?
That was the first time I'd ever heard Mediterranean food talk on any podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Besides tacos in Fresno.
Flying with Famous, part of the Dorktown Network. What else, Nick? What's happening?
Okay, so
I'm lost.
No flagships for me.
Boo. I mean, that's fine.
Local news.
Flagships are
we
over.
Have vintage trucks with beer taps hanging out the side of them.
Oh, yeah.
Driving around, making people happy.
Is it legal?
Apparently. I think it's only legal after they park and set the parking brake.
When they're at the stoplight, can I just run up there and like, blend, I'm doing a blend.
So you're saying you're on the crosswalk and you see him on the street?
Yeah, like, holy shit, that's the beer truck with the taps. Just right up there with my hands.
Yeah, I believe it's okay as long as you don't wheeze the juice, correct? No wheezing of the juice?
No. What are they going to do?
That's not...
Like, by the time they get out of their cab, you're like, hey, you
good
can't
sir.
Do that.
I'm gonna be all you're going to be sloshed.
Goodbye.
Sorry, I hit the mega tap.
The megas, nice mega IPA. You need to get some flagships on, bro.
It's February,
you know?
Don't you know?
Hey, shouldn't be driving around without flagships. Hey, what is this, Nick?
It is Tap See, Truck tangent Central.
Too, Matt. It's Equal Tap Opportunity Tangent.
Truck Central.
I wasn't listening to you.
But I'm tangenting with you, not at you.
Wow, we're in the tangent spiral right now. I should just shut up.
See, this is not something I would normally think about, but Mikey Top Pour does think about these things. And he poses the question, is it still stout season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is it that commented, if there's still frost in the window, you still got to use it as the froster.
Yeah, in
it's
the morning.
Still stout season.
Got to Use the old ice scraper, get that windshield clean.
Good rule of thumb. There's about five mornings out of the year I've got to scrape ice off my windshield. And it's been that way lately, so still stout season.
Therefore, you need a stout to warm you up.
Yep.
Are you drinking a stout while you're scraping?
Over my windshield.
Is that what you do with them?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I do with my stouts. I just like
windshield defroster. Oh boy,
that'll do it. That's... All right, bye guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Where are all these gnats sticking to my windshield?
You know why I stopped you? No, I don't. Your truck smells like stout. Oh, that's my defroster, bro.
It's like the Rain-X, but for frost.
It's Rain-X, but don't worry. And there's a flagship beer. I use flagship beer. It's February.
Oh, well then carry on.
Yeah. All right, man. See you later. And scene.
I'm sorry, sir. You have all these hipsters licking your windshield. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. All right. So we're still on stouts.
Yes.
Here, just do it one more time.
Just to make sure.
And we're back.
Get it really in there.
Let's see. Deschutes. Label refresh. Check.
Ooh.
And.
We're all just hanging out, having some beers with you.
Beers.
Having fun.
Modern Times is having the coffee. Carnival of Caffeination Coffee and Beer Festival this weekend in San Diego.
Oh.
They will turn the Jacobs Center into a playground of caffeinated magic, rare and delicious beer, tasty cuisine, and aerial high-fiving with some of the world's most formidable brewers and roasters.
Everyone will be hyped.
Hyped.
Caffeinated, drunk, the best.
And
everyone will be at their best.
It's a smorgasbord of beers. Alesmith, Beechwood, Bottle Logic, Burial, Cellar Maker, Cigar City, Cycle Brewing, Fall Brewing. Ooh, Fall Brewing. Remember that was like the industry beer bar for a while.
That's where industry goes.
Fieldwork, Firestone, Fremont, Gigantique. Damn it. Great Notion. Green Cheek, Half Acre, Insurgent.
Ooh, Green Cheek.
North
Park. Some of that Green Cheek. Hey,
perennial pizza early pork.
Looking out for Green Cheek. Anyone wants to send us Green Cheek? LA reps that come through town. They fuck dirty gym. Go to Green Cheek. Get us some Green Cheek.
Dude, the list goes on. Moxa. Noble. Don't forget Noble.
Oh, man. Noble. Jeez, I've forgotten about Noble.
What? You need a Disneyland trip bad, sir.
I do. We need to do that. Well, Star Wars Land's going to be opening up. That's going to be insane. It's going to be insane, bro.
I know. They're ruining it.
Turn the fish back on, man. I think Nick's up. Or Matt's up to something else.
He got bored and left.
Yeah, he's like that. Then he left his notebook, but
Uber, send me an Uber. It's like that's not how that works. You got to use the app.
Mabel, nope.
I'll just yell for one.
Mabel, call me an Uber.
Yes, operator, get me an Uber. He didn't come back with any beer.
No,
unless he drank it on the way back.
Oh, I went to blow my nose because I can't breathe right now because all this rain.
This damn rain.
That clean air. That clean, fresh air.
Yeah, my body's like, clean air. Clean air.
Like, stop taking in deep breaths.
Where's all the pollen that goes with that?
Yeah, you can't just go from bad air to good air. You got to have a transition. Transition. It just doesn't work that way.
Blender air.
You should get anything that says Nelson.
I don't know if we have any of those.
Are you sure? Did you check the fridge?
Nope.
There's a beer that says no duh.
Fridge mic action.
No duh.
No duh?
No duh.
No duh.
North of downtown.
north of downtown.
Twist.
There you go, Pine and Palm. There's a beer title for you. No doubt.
Drake song, but I don't have it here. This is great. This is good stuff.
Don't pull something.
So,
yeah. Did you stretch before I go in the fridge?
Well, I'm looking at the Mikey top pour shelf. Ooh. Top shelf. And I'm seeing all these stouts, and now I'm realizing that's just windshield defroster.
Those are my windshield defrosters.
That's what he's doing with all
you want to get one of those, I'm fine with that. I was trying to build up some verticals for some Tioga beers, but then I forgot to get some of those rush hours. So.
Note to self.
Note to self. You gotta
verticals
buy beer.
Only work if you buy them.
Yeah. I just called this right next to the gold.
So. I love beer.
Send that to Mega IPA back this way.
To say how drunk I am.
Smells good.
To say. In the end, and I mean it from the bottom
of my stout.
Going around the table from left to right of your podcast, Al Moonraker. What?
All the Nelsons.
All the Nelsons.
Cool little.
It's got music. Clefs and
with hop cones notes. On.
We're in trouble, guys.
Figure we could add it over there by the Faith Know Some More, maybe.
Sure, maybe.
Just on the music side.
Maybe.
But this was donated to us by Rigo. He ended up with this beer, and he's like, I know somebody that loves Rigo. Nelson Hops. And I was like, yeah, you do.
Is he a listener or just some dude that knows you?
He is a coworker. Oh, okay. Shut up, Fridge. You're too loud.
Jesus, Fridge. It's enough.
Do you have a Jesus fridge?
Yeah. Like all the stuff. It's full of all the things I assume Jesus would love to refrigerate.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's why when you see him and he's all, thank you, Jesus. Just imagine him like picturing a photo of his fridge in his mind.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
This is delicious.
It's okay.
What? You don't like Nelson hops.
Just go back to your mega.
I like Nelson hops. I don't like hazy hops. Mm. I wish they would use less haze.
You like Nelson? You like haze? This Moonraker is your jam.
Mm. I like the dump truck.
I like the truck. It's big and bold. Like me.
Like my stouts.
There are more stuff, Nick?
Nah.
All right. Tim Mather, co-founder of Untappd.
Ooh.
Founded Untappd. He's basically the one that had the idea for Untappd. And then Greg Avola came along and they made Untappd. He is stepping away, Tim.
Ooh, boy. Tim Mather.
He wants to just spend time, hang out with his family. So I'm assuming he's made enough money from Untappd.
What that says.
Because they were bought out. So he's just like, I just feel like chill Netflix and chill for the rest of my life. So, I don't know. Early cheers to Tim, I guess. Tim Drinking Beer is his social media handle. And then he is on Untappd, TIMM3H. You would think if you're the co-founder of Untappd, couldn't you just get Tim? Like you had to just do Tim, blah, 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 like make a weird ass fucking.
You're so busy inventing the app, you forgot to register.
You're like, oh shit, I forgot to register. And then all these Tim, you're like, I'll just get Tim. No, Tim, blah, 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 Tim, blah, blah. Shh. Like, oh, all the good Tim usernames are gone. Guess I'm going to go with Tim 3H.
You know how much press that would get if somebody was like, I had the Tim handle, then I got booted. And then now this guy has the Tim handle.
Oh, because he's a co-founder. He could boot me.
People would eat that news story up.
So anyway, So I guess Tim's doing probably, he's living the dream. He's made money, and now he's just like, I'm just going to relax. You guys deal with Untappd. Untappd has 81, or no, I'm sorry, 8 million users and 100 employees.
Wow.
100 people get paid by Untappd to do things.
Somebody's got her on the board.
I remember when they used to send us emails saying, there's only two of us, please be patient.
Wow. That was Greg and Tim. Yep. Like, we're just Tim and Greg here, bro. So we'll get to you. Now there's 100 people.
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to be in the TV, behind the TV, like taking off one badge and putting on the next badge.
Yeah. Who's the person that puts my when I sweep the board?
Yeah, they got to have three of your logo now, so they could put three of you up there.
Right. Why am I not working for Untappd? That's what I want to know.
Did you update your LinkedIn?
This show is keeping Untappd alive, but nobody's paying us from Untappd, but 100 other people are getting paid by Untappd, but not us.
You didn't update your skills in LinkedIn, so they don't know.
Oh, shit. I got to do that. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put it in. You watch.
I'll get professional.
Put it on my LinkedIn.
Logging in of
Untappd. Untappd user. Heavy Untappd user. So, yeah.
How are they going to find you?
Good luck, Tim. I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I miss being able to drink daytime from Lagunitas.
Wow.
Because they just came out again. It's this very low ABV, daytime, super hoppy, low ABV, easy drinking beer. I miss that beer.
There's no session replacements?
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying, because it's so easily accessible, this daytime. It's in any place that has a starter kit door, there's a decent shot at having a daytime in it. And I can't do it. So, I'm just saying, I can't have daytime anymore. Now it's out, and it's all new and fresh.
Can you send Louie into the store with $5 clipped to his collar?
No, because it's my $5.
Oh.
If Louie had his own $5 that he had made by himself, he wanted to give me that daytime that he bought.
Patreon.com/Louie.
Yeah, Louie needs his own Patreon. He could use some better food. So if he had a Patreon, he could get some really good food.
Oh my gosh, that smell.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There's been a couple of times in here where like, whoa.
Louis, lay off that Florida barbecue. Yeah,
too much Florida barbecue, Louis.
What was I going to say? You were just talking.
Lagunitas. I can't drink Lagunitas.
Did we talk about what Lagunitas' new beer is?
Oh, no, we didn't. Good. Go ahead.
Lagunitas is going to brew Newcastle Brown Ale in the States.
I didn't understand that. Oh, okay. They're going to be their contract brewer in the States? Is that what they're doing?
So both, from my understanding, both are going to exist in the market, but there's going to be a slightly different revamped Newcastle Brown Ale brewed in Chicago and California by Lagunitas.
But then there's still going to be the Newcastle that they brew.
Yeah.
It's going to be mixing
that's
around.
Imported from White Plains. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's interesting. I can't buy it, but at least that's the most interesting buyout beer I've heard of.
I want to know if it'll be drinkable to me again. Cause there's times where I've gone back to Newcastle and I'm like, no.
Oh, good.
I'm just waiting for them to accidentally dump a batch of hops in the Newcastle. Yeah. Oops.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops.
So I think that something
producer,
to try out.
Producer Becky is a brand, you know, she's all about brown beer and she won't drink Newcastle. So I don't know, maybe this new Lagunitas Newcastle. I'm not buying it though. She's not buying it herself. Not buying her. Buy out beer.
Wow.
No. That's where I draw the line as a husband. No buyout beer.
you're driving.
Oh man, just got a notification that Ducks beat the Canucks 1-0.
Uh-oh.
Damn it. Damn.
That's a real thing, Ducks and
Canucks. Damn you, Emilio.
Ducks and Canucks.
Emilio Estevez, head coach.
Ooh, Beer Metal Show has sent us an email.
The Mighty Duck Man himself.
Emilio.
No voicemail this week.
Like this.
But I decided to write in. I really want to thank you guys for letting me show off my new theme song on your show.
You're welcome.
The Billy Ocean Caribbean Queen quickly following my voicemail was an awesome touch. Was it? I don't know. I really like that song. Not always listening to metal, just 99.9% of the time. Keep up the good work, guys!
Is there a metal version of Caribbean Queen?
Aaron, the beer metal dude, you're a Satanian.
Damn it. Almost did it. Sataniano,
Texas rep.
Yeah.
He requested that to be read in metal. So.
Metal voice, please.
Metal.
Beer Metal Show. Got to put in your podcast thing. You probably started listening to that, and you're like, geez, I'm not listening to Purple Boar anymore.
Damn it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were, you know, upset that there was a Billy Ocean playing in their head all week. I was one of those
people. Were they really?
No, Caribbean Queen was playing on my head for like 3 or 4 days.
Were you really upset?
No, I was fine. I was probably a better mood.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Sure. But there's others.
Yeah, so many other Billy Ocean songs.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Whoa.
I'm not driving. Ooh. I'm brewing. Really? And it's raining. Feel that noise? Can you hear that? Yeah. There's the koi pond, yes. There's a lot of splitter splatter from the rain, Jim.
Splitter.
Oh, so, really quick, I wanted to say, Mikey, I appreciate the shout out. However, uh-oh, about getting Choco Tasso to chew, that was Steven Zach. That's the guy that deserves credit for that. Yes, I packaged it, and if I do say so myself, I'm a great packager. Okay. As far as I know, no beer that I've ever shipped has ever leaked or had any issues. I've shipped a lot of beer, so I could be wrong with that. But I'm pretty sure I packaged the hell out of it. But other than that, yeah, that was all Stevie Z. Yeah, the credit goes to Steve and Zach on that. Not only did he make it, it was his idea to give it to Chew, too. Yep. So today we're going to be brewing an American stout, so it's going to be kind of slightly hoppy, not black IPA hoppy, but it's going to be a little bit hoppy, Chinook and Simcoe. And there's also going to be a special ingredient, or should I say ingredients, that normally don't go in beer. And one of them, I personally have never seen it in a beer. I'm sure it's out there, but I've never seen it. What I'm making today is a...
time to go to bed, Mikey.
Garlic American stout. Oops. Oh, yeah. Well, American stout's the base style. It's, you know, it is what it is. A hoppy stout. It's going to be super. Unless something goes wrong with this one, who knows? This could be absolutely awful. I mean, putting garlic in a beer, who knows what's going to happen?
I hate garlic.
If it's if it's worth drinking,
you
guys will get some. Don't worry.
Get out of here.
Anyway, keep up the great work.
Not good.
Who is this guy?
Not good. Garlic's not good.
Who is this guy? Garlic is magic.
Producer,
I hope if that one smells, it floats in your general direction.
Did you just drop a garlic on him?
Producer Becky loves garlic, and she'll put freaking garlic chunks in the spaghetti sauce. I'm like, no! Don't do that! It sucks, and it ruins my spaghetti. And she'll put onions and shit. Oh, God. What the hell? It's hell.
Garlic bread is the best kind of bread.
Nope.
It's the only
bread. Cheese bread's the best kind of bread.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous.
There's a Mediterranean restaurant in the village.
The village?
In the Fig.
Oh, Fig Garden Village.
They give you a cup of garlic on the side. It's magical.
Oh, God. That's horrible. I'm never going in there again.
This is the guy he'll eat roasted garlic. You'll just give him a little spoon.
Why don't you live in Gilroy?
They don't have good beer.
Oh, I mean, you just come down the... You come down the 152.
The 152 to the interchange.
Pacheco Pass. And then you smell garlic all day.
Ooh. Late July, early August, garlic festival.
Oh, God. Have you gone to the... what's that? In that little amusement park in Gilroy? The garlic... I don't know, like Garlic Park or some
no.
shit. Yeah, they have a little amusement park there.
I believe you, but I have not been to that.
I think I have been to it. It's called, is it Bonfanti Gardens? The yeah. It's like about like okay rides with yeah. like a garden growing around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, been there.
Wow. How have you not been there, Nick? Jeez, come on.
I roast my own garlic, sir.
Oh, sorry. Did not realize. I think it's got to be...
Black garlic. Have you ever had it?
I have not.
Black garlic. What does that do? It's a
ditty. It's metal. It's the most metal garlic.
Get you high?
Hey, guys. It's Janine from Colorado.
It's the most metal
Sometimes you got to do a solo podcast.
Hi, Janine. What?
It's hard to coordinate with your significant other to do a joint podcast. Because
he's passed out.
So, he's quickly, passed out. I wanted to talk about Super Bowl. Because the most exciting part of the Super Bowl, to me, was... when Adam Levine took his shirt off because, number one, his tank top was just hideous. And
I don't think that solved it or made it better.
Just because he looks good without a shirt on and stuff.
Hey, is he my moleskin?
Uh-oh.
No?
Shh. You woke him up.
Where's my
moleskin? I don't know where it is, babe.
No, I'm pretty sure it was over here.
It also would have been funny if he would have called at the same time. Him leaving a solo voicemail.
I have something else for you.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? Mm-hmm. You're recording a call. Report.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What'd you tell
me? Hi, Colin.
I was talking about the Super Bowl.
About the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What did ruin our harsh our buzz, Colin?
Well, what's that?
Nothing. But, it's a beer. I brought you a beer.
Is it
juicy? Yeah,
it's juicy, yeah.
Is it hazy?
It's fucking hazy, yeah.
It's juicy.
It's delicious, and it's from Waldworks, and I got it just for you.
Waldworks? That's my favorite place ever.
I know.
Waldworks.
There you go.
Don't try and buy me off with your haziness.
I'm paying you in hazy credits.
Whatever. Fine.
Now you get away from the bit. Get back to the bit, guys.
Yeah, his sister dropped off. We're frog sitting.
Yeah, we're frog sitting
for the week for her birthday.
It was frog like 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, do yourself a little call. I'm gonna get my burrito and it's in there.
Well, we did two new breweries this last weekend.
No, we did. We actually did. Yeah.
We did a Peak to Peak, which was in downtown Colfax, in Denver. It was in a really bad part of Denver. Like, you don't want to go there, even if you're from here. And it was okay. They had a really good coconut stout, and then
they made their Belgian was actually their new Belgian. They're very proud of it. It was very good, delicious as well.
I don't like Belgians, so
yeah, I didn't have like Belgian yeast.
So then we went to Industrial Revolution, and they were also pretty good. They're out of Erie, Colorado. And they had a good blonde stout, in my opinion.
Yeah, they have blonde stout. You guys have those? I'm sure you've probably tried them before.
Blonde like, stout?
There's a stout, but stout. It looks blonde like a... Stout.
It looks like a light beer, yeah.
But it tastes like a stout.
It's so good. It was really good.
Yep.
It was really good. And today, Colin hung out with his cousin, and he got to try some younger.
We went to Tap 14, then went over to...
I heard Colorado got some younger.
And sure as shit, he's like, would you like some younger?
Sure
and
I was
like,
shit, yeah, bro.
Would like some younger? So they gave me, like, the younger, and we blew the keg of the younger.
Blew it up, bro.
And then the foam, they gave us for free, of course, and they...
free foam.
FOMO, I have FOMO right now.
Down to, like, almost a full entire beer. So I had plenty of the younger, you guys.
Congratulations.
To make Binge Card jealous.
Cheers.
And that's all for this week.
So. Right on. So keep up
the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Colin and Janine always putting it on, doing great voicemails
or
podcasts. They're just fun.
Got some.
So, Paul from Fairfax,
I was thinking about that.
We have not heard anything about Paul and Colin and Janine, because I swear Paul was going to go through town and they were going to
He
meet.
Was, and and we
it
made...
didn't work out?
Yeah, I think his plan, it...
We got the numbers connected. I made sure they had everybody's number.
Nick was doing a good job with that.
I want to say when we were texting, he was mentioning that... like he was supposed to meet up with me in Fresno, but the train was like, nah. And
the train was like, nope, no beer exchanges for you.
I don't know if he ran out of time or what happened, but I think he mentioned that he wasn't going to go through that part. That he was
able to. I thought we missed something.
Sad face.
So Durango. So Paul's in Durango. Paul Somewhere. From Fairfax is in Durango, and Colin and Janine are in the Denver area, and hopefully they'll figure out. And there's a large jet.
Large plane.
Going through.
It's like, you playing those Star Wars noises again?
Don't play the Star Wars noises. They scare me.
Pew, pew.
I am a Star Trek guy.
What a little perfect portrait you be here. Guess what I'm doing? Nothing. I'm getting wet, homes. I'm outside talking. I'm at urgent care. How to bring my kid home. He's got an earache, which I think is bullshit, homes. Just trying to get out of school way. I'm just kidding, homes. Quick thing, homes. Fill in the blank contest for the Chocotazo. Winner was Michael out of Alberta, Canada, homes. Funny thing, homes. Let me tell you what happened. I go to send out his beer. And so since it's going to Alberta, Canada, I have to fill out like a custom forms because this thing's going to like a different planet other than the United States of America. And I got a little scared, Holmes, because I got priors and you know, I've had little conflicts with the law, Holmes. I didn't want to get in more trouble, and red flags and red flares shooting up in the air because Chew Your Beer's sending something to another country. I got a hold of Michael and I told him the issue. I apologize, Michael. You can't unless you come to California, homes and Fresno, and then you can try some Chocotazo. But as appreciation of you playing the game and you winning, homes, I'm still sending you a gift card, a $20 gift card, homes, so you can buy yourself some beers in
your own Chocotazo
country on my behalf, homes. So
to the Tim Horton.
They won't be as good as Chocotazo,
but
at least you can have a couple of them, homes. What I did is I ended up sending the beer to the second runner-up, Danny Luce, won. So I apologize, Michael and Danny. When you drink that, cheers, Michael, for being in another country. But I really wanted to see him in his wife's dress. He said he would put his wife's dress and take pictures and put them on the forums. So you can still do that, Holmes. That'd be pretty cool. I think that's $20 worth of Visa card. Whatever. This is Chew Your Beer, and if I come up with anything else, I'll give you a call. I like to watch you, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
So, you. I know what metal song you guys asked for, but this is the closest thing I could find.
I know I've heard it, but I can't voice what it is. Johnson, I want to say.
Miami Vice theme song in metal?
No. Think Disney.
What? It's Disney?
Yep.
A TV show or a movie?
Movie.
That better not be the Mighty Ducks theme song.
Yeah, actually, no. Pirates of the Caribbean. He's a pirate.
What?
That's why you were singing it. You knew that.
I knew the melody, but I couldn't put it together.
Pirates of the Caribbean metal. Huh?
What, was that Gary Hoey? It sounded like Gary Hoey.
It did sound like Gary Hoey.
Sounded like Gary Hoey, bro.
The bear went over
if it's
the
Gary Hoey
to see what he could see.
I'm the best at getting metal songs. Pretty much.
I don't think Gary Hoey's metal.
Pretty much the best at getting metal or any solo guitars. Before any other president.
It's Ismet, so no.
Well. Oh. Spill the ball around Gary Hoey.
But that was the closest I could find to Billy Ocean metal.
What's going on?
Oh, guys? Yes. Yes. My favorite show.
Got some bad news for you guys.
No. The only good news.
Fortunately, Bridgeport is shutting down their doors. They are ceasing all operations immediately, which kind of sucks.
Due to a saturated market.
This is Portland's oldest brewery. They were, I think, the very first to introduce an IPA to the scene back in the early 90s.
Whoa. That's what did it in for
It's
them.
A sad day for breweries everywhere because Bridgeport was, you know, they were trailblazers, setting the scene for a lot of the craft brewers today. Other bad news, Burnside Brewing is also shutting down their doors. And in Seven Brides, which was a destination spot for me, there were, you know, a small little brewery out in, you know, near Silverton. And it's just sad to see some of these breweries close their doors. Another news, Widmer Brothers also shut down their
talked about
room
it.
Or tasting room and restaurant. And also Portland Brewing is shutting down their restaurant and tap room.
I wouldn't there.
So, what's going on? You know, why are all these breweries suddenly struggling to make, you know, ends meet?
No flagships.
Frankly, I think it's because of a lot of saturation.
Oh, there's called a lot it of saturation
out there, mm-hmm. And you know, beer drinkers tend to be, or at least you know, craft beer drinkers tend to be promiscuous. You know, we're always after the latest and greatest new flavors and whatnot.
We get bored easy.
So the classics are struggling. And also, I'm seeing what's going on inside the, you know, the supermarkets where, you know, the store shelves are getting harder and harder to come by with a lot of big beer and buyout beer taking over. You know, most of the stuff you see in there nowadays, 85% is all big beer and buyout beer. So it makes it hard for these guys to continue to compete. So anyways, guys, little bit of kind of a Debbie Downer story today, but I think it's important to kind of raise awareness of what's going on. All right. You guys keep up the good work, and I am out. Peace.
Bye. Fun.
Mr. Jazz.
Fun organ fact. One of my customer friends that comes in the brewery told me, if you're ever in Bend, stay at the Rainbow. He said rooms are $40 to $80. They're clean, mm-hmm. and it's within walking distance of many good breweries.
Oh, there you go. Stay at the Rainbow in Bend.
Never heard of the many good brewery.
Maybe you can keep the Bend breweries from closing. Mm-hmm. And we're still doing voicemails. Let's go traditional style, 559.
Traditional sauce?
559-492-0542, the Dorktown Network's voicemail line.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it's your main rep, Colton.
Been What's a up, while. Colton?
Been a very busy up in Maine for us. We actually just opened a second brewery location.
What?
And now your main boy, Colton, Kusha? Is now one of the head brewers up in Kusha.
Whoa.
So yes. We have been working all through the summer and all through the fall trying to get this second location open up.
Industry.
So now that it's done, I've actually had a chance to start listening to podcasts, start catching up, still working through a few, but we definitely also got cans, so I'll be able to send some little 16-ounce cans Woo-hoo! To you guys rather than those 32-ounce big boys.
Yes,
but
I'm missing
other
some
than
Kushner.
That, just checking up with you guys. appreciate all the work you guys are doing. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thank you. Very nice.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Kushna. Kushna.
Kushna. Colton. It's good to hear from Colton. I was wondering. I was like, I guess I forgot about
him. He's just busy working.
Oh, he's busy, climbing the ladder.
Climbing the beer corporate ladder.
Hey, guys. I'm waiting. I'm waiting in the car. The Mrs. Fontana Jim is in the Starbucks. So I'm waiting in the car.
Getting her drunk.
Sucker.
Call you guys. Starbucks. Just well, fuck it. Why not? We'll be in the Phoenix area.
Are you calling those podcast guys again? Week? No.
Hurry up before she gets back.
I think it's like the 18th, 19th, and 20th, flying out late on Wednesday. So if there are any Phoenix reps out there, go ahead and hit me up.
There you go.
At the Fontana Gym. At the Twitters and the Instagrams and even the Gmail.
The Gmail?
I don't think I'm going to.
TheFontaneGym@gmail.com. Hint, Rinhouse.
If I'm out in Phoenix, I'm probably going to end up hitting Arizona Wilderness and Rinhouse.
Arizona Wilderness and Rinhouse.
You know, it's all kind of up in the air. I'll be working nights, so maybe some lunch dates, maybe some late nights. Who the hell knows? I do know that when I'm working out in the field, sometimes I just need that 12 or 16 ounces to help knock the edge off and go to bed. Well, I haven't heard this week's show, so I guess you could say I'm kind of in that limbo area in between the two shows.
World between two worlds.
I hope Colin and Janine hooked up with Paul from Fairfax.
They did it!
I know that there were some inroads trying to go there. And good old Paul's down with his boy out in Boulder, Colorado. I sent a box of love, box of liquid love out to Paul and Janine. Or out to Paul and Janine. Out to Colin and Janine.
That'd be weird. Who the hell's Paul?
A little bit of feedback from him.
I don't know, Todd.
I don't know.
And want to go ahead and pull out that good old olive leaf, olive branch, and extend that out to everybody in the Perfect Four universe. Go ahead and hit me up, the Fontana Gym. I am more than willing to go ahead and throw some beer boxes out there and exchange porch bombs. So
porch
reach out
bomb
to me.
Exchange
and
offer.
As always, guys, keep up the good work.
Keep up that good work, gentlemen.
Guys. Keep up the good work. Keep
up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. So, Phoenix, look out. The Fontana Gym is gonna be in there. So watch out. We do have one Phoenix rep, but he's sort of dropped off. We had gotten a complaint about one, not, I wouldn't say complaint, but just mentioned that, like, one of our listeners was, like, going to Phoenix and looking for a rep. So I was like, oh, here's your rep. And they're like, wait, he's not responding.
Oh, so, man.
It happens, man.
Stranger danger.
Look at the reps page if you want to be a rep for the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com/reps, R-E-P-S. You're like, hey, my city isn't represented. I love the Perfect Pour. I would be very much willing to give advice on where to drink in my city. Then you can let us know. Just give us some sort of message on social media or email us and say, I want to be a rep for this city. Here's my handles. And we'll put you on the page.
On the page.
On the page.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
She did not, and that's sad. I mean, if you're going to meet Paul, wouldn't you leave your name? I think I would. I would definitely leave at least my untapped handle. Hey, can I call you sometime? Well, you can message me on Untappd.
No, I mean, Untappd has DMs now.
Yeah, Untappd has DMs, so you can just DM me.
Get in those DMs, bro.
Yeah.
Looking out for beers.
Beers get released. Constant release of beers. You cannot even keep up. We can't keep up. Nobody can keep up. Whoa.
What happened there?
All of a sudden, I'm in a theater.
Prices are so low.
Prices are so low, you'll go crazy. Oh, my God.
He's primed and ready.
He's like, if you do something that's worth echoing, I'm going to get
I'm
it.
I'm going to echo it.
I'm going to echo it. Look out! All the February flagships are on sale. Sierra Nevada on sale. $8.99 a six pack. Whoa, man, that's crazy. General Sherman IPA from Tioga Sequoia. Only $7.99. Can you believe that? Right out the door. No tax. Just leave it. $7.99. Leave it on the counter. We'll take it. We don't care. We're crazy.
Cut him off.
Cut him off.
Thank God.
He's not good at it. He's just like, what just happened? I blacked out there.
Yeah. Hey, guys, what happened?
That was
Are we still doing the
absolutely
show?
Absolutely right.
Oh, God. Is it till 1978?
It's the summer of 69.
Still the gas crisis? There's still lines for gas. Matt, what are you looking out for? Give me something to look out for.
From Forest and Maine, Until the End, a double IPA with Galaxy. I think that's Pennsylvania, is Forest and Maine, I believe.
I don't know. That sounds like a notebook. There's like a notebook company that's like not Forest and Maine, but it's real close. Sounds like a hipster notebook company. Mm.
There's Forged in Fire.
There, yeah, sure.
It's a sword TV show.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Swords.
Then there is, from Humble Seat, there is Mankini.
Oh, man.
Mankini.
Oh, man.
Mankini, foggy double IPA made with Citra Vic Secret and Mosaic Hops. Want to know what that's about?
Yep, I agree.
Then from Hen House, they normally do Stoked with either Mosaic or Citra.
The other Santa Rosa burr.
Well, they had an idea. They did Super Duper Stoked.
Wow. Wow.
And that is a Citra and Mosaic double IPA. So definitely looking out for that.
Yep. They're using the hops that you should use.
Then the last one, this one's for the brawler.
What?
From Mason Ale Works, they have Zonky Sauce.
You son of a bitch.
Zonky Sauce.
Zonky Sauce.
It is a barrel-aged Imperial Stout that was aged in Cutwater bourbon barrels.
Oh, Cutwater.
Made with Monstra Espresso and Sweet Orange Peel.
Ooh, interesting.
Cutwater, does Cutwater mean something to you?
No.
So,
but the orange peel makes me think they're going for an old-fashioned type drink flavor.
So, it's different now. So, the guys that used to own Ballast Point, they had their own, they used to have their own spirits company.
Now they have their own jet.
So,
wow.
Ballast Point, so they left Ballast Point and they bought the facility that made
everything,
the spirits. So the Ballast Point kept the original recipes. They revamped it as Cutwater Spirits,
Oh no, that's not bad. It's Cutwater. No, those super different from Fish. Nope. No, it's Cutwater.
So these are the Ballast Point guys post Ballast Point with a company that has spun off from the original. Mm-hmm. So it's safe.
It's indie sanctioned,
but so I want to check that beer out. I think it'd be pretty cool. We did a Mocha Midnight.
Oh, this is what Ballast Point would taste like if we were still with Ballast Point.
We did a bourbon barrel aged Mocha Midnight with had Monster Coffee. So apparently they've worked with over 300 breweries.
So. We've worked with over 300 breweries.
That's only in six blocks of San Diego.
They're perfectionists. Yeah.
We've gone 6 blocks radius outside of our brewery to work with 600 brewers to perfect this recipe. And so, I think we've done it.
Those are my looking out foes.
Bob, Nick, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
Looking out for tears.
Looking out for Bear Republic Brewing Company. Sonoma Tart refreshes thirsty patrons. Sonoma Tart is a much more drinkable and crushable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me it's crushable. I'll figure that out for myself. The tartness activates your taste buds, gets your palate flowing while fruit essence comes through without cloying sweetness, said Bear Republic's master brewer. So I'm looking out for this new, I've never known, Bear Republic seems very traditional in their, what they do.
Well, what's that strange thing you just set down?
AKA stout. IPA.
Stout IPA.
Pale Ale.
Oh, stout IPA.
So now they're doing a tart. A stout IPA, yeah. It's like a golden stout. I'm curious to see what this tart beer from them tastes like. It's guava and passion fruit. I'm guessing Berliner-esque type beer.
To get that guava.
February 11th. Hey, that was 4 days ago. 5.2 IBU 17 color golden fruited sour ale. BRBC ale yeast.
I love gold.
I think a new beer just got opened. Mikey, what is it?
From the Fontana Gym.
Again?
Earlier on the show. Noda Roaring Riot. Rye Pale Ale, brewed with love for our favorite Carolina tailgaters and fans.
What? Sports beer?
Wow, they're big Carolina Panther fans over there in Noda.
Boo.
Oh, because it's from Charlotte. Noda's from Charlotte. There you go. Rye. Rye Pale. We don't have too many Rye Pales in this show.
So I love a good rye.
Thank you.
All right.
Is that all you're looking up for, Nick?
Yeah.
All right. Going around the table from left to right, everybody gets out. It's not hazy. Nick,
I guess
okay.
I'm looking out for this. It's a sports beer.
I'm not getting the rye so much. You're like, oh, yeah, you don't like it because it's a sports thing.
Sports thing.
I'm not getting rye.
No, it should be drier than that if it was rye.
I'm looking out for Alvarado Street. Biggie Bon Bon Bonanza. It is an Imperial Stout, Nick.
Yeah.
Cocoa cacao and vanilla and milk sugar. A 10% beer. Alvarado Street, but it's got bonbons on the label. It's
gross.
Cool-ass label.
Gross. How would you order that beer?
I'll have a Biggie Bon Bon Bonanza.
What'd you call me?
Guys, we're changing the name on Monday.
Guys, I've decided after 1 minute in on this beer release, we're changing that name. From Harpoon out there in the Massachusetts, Rec League, a 3.8. Wow. Light hazy. Only 128 calories.
Interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Light hazy.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. It's completely legitimate. Turn to call a beer.
A light hazy.
Light hazy.
Light. So, it's orange juice that's been set on the counter for a week too long.
It's light. So, I'm looking out for that. Big Dog pointed that out on the pour.
They couldn't call it a session haze. They had to call it a light hazy.
I'm looking for that this season, this spring, getting all those light hazies.
Light hazies.
The XBAs. The
extra haze.
Yeah, I gotta watch. Sesh. Gotta watch my calories. Gonna get in the swim trunk shape.
Oh boy!
Gotta get in the swim trunk shape. From New England Brewery, Gold Stock, because they use Gold Member on their promoting of this. I love gold. Smoking a pancake.
Pipe in a crepe.
The pipe in a crepe. So, if they're going to use the gold member, then we have to acknowledge it at the very least. It's a gold nail, though. So, I'm really not looking out for it.
Just a can for the shelf.
I don't want it. I don't even think it's canned. I don't know. I'm not sure. If it is, then sure. We'll take it. And from Modern Times, I'll throw in there, Warp Tube.
Oh, yes.
Double IPA. They only made 2,600.
Wow.
So I want to get one of those 26. I want to be one of the special 2,600 cans.
Oh, my.
That were made.
What the hell were they thinking?
Well, jeez, they're always making one-offs and being cool and stuff. And that's too all cool. To look out for, bro.
Okay. Thanks for looking out for things.
Bump, 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 bump.
Big Cod Chicken! Run Untapped.
We are.
We are. Don't think you aren't.
With you other 7 million people.
Yeah. All you millions of people on there doing stuff on
Untapped. Millions of people.
People for free. Millions of people. Look out. Matt.
Yes.
What have you been doing this week? What kind of beers? Ooh. What kind of interesting beers can we get?
So, noteworthy beers. I randomly went on Twitter yesterday, and I saw that Kayleen from Zach's Brewing was like, pub quiz at House of Pendragon. Who wants to go? And I was like, if by pub quiz you mean drinking, I'm there.
Kayleen's like, I don't spend enough time in it. Yeah. It's brewery tap room. I want to go to another brewery tap room.
So we grabbed the Matt Vaught and we all met up at the Lazy Dog and had I started the night off there with a Panic and Solid Choice. Man, made it over
getting
to
into these Panics at Lazy Dog.
I love Panic. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I've had house beers before and I've chewed on potpourri before because that's what house beers usually taste like when you get an IPA. So I didn't want to risk it. Then we went to House of Pendragon and I had the I'm going to butcher this word, Chimerea.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if you butchered it or not.
Chimerea. Chimerea or Chimerea or something like that. I had their Coco Crusader, and I also had a Lancelot during the pub quiz. Made it over to Goldstein's, and I had a Swami's, which was listed.
It was listed!
As a flagship. A flagship February.
Oh, that Goldstein's all about flagship February.
Been sipping on some ice at home, and then I drank the Fulton Street Crowler that I originally got for Paul. I managed to take care of that my own accord. So those are some things I've been...
for you, Paul.
We don't even know if he exists anymore.
This is supposed to be for you. You just sat there by yourself in your bedroom.
Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but... I did last week. Never mind.
Yeah, you mentioned it, bro.
Yeah, I had a Pliny last week. No, yep. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, not a younger, though.
Younger.
Not a blind pig, though.
Younger on the coast.
Yeah, I heard the girl, I watched a Instagram live from the Bang the Drum girls over there.
Yeah, you did.
Bispo. Tony Bags must not hang out there because one of the girls is like, Pliny's everywhere over here now. Pliny's everywhere. I miss Blind Pig, though.
Wow.
So there's a complaint. Tony Max, where's the Blind Pig?
Blind Pig.
People are like, yeah, plenty, had it. Where's Blind Pig? So, already, Tony Bags, you got to get on the ball, bro.
Yeah.
Get them pigs over there. Just saying. Maybe you could get your distribution out a little bit more east, like Fresno or Kettleman City.
Like half your tourism income.
Yeah.
You know.
Come on, bro.
We'd appreciate it.
If he had it in Kettleman City, I'll drive out to Kettleman City for plenty. Come on. Stretch it out.
Hit the Valero. Get some Pliny's.
Yeah. The Matt's, we did all Matt's spin cuts.
Yep. That's it.
Nick?
That's all.
Nick?
What did I do?
Lake Hiawatha?
Lake Hiawatha. I'm trying to remember what I did. We made it out for Art Hop last Thursday. Ooh,
very Fresno famous Art Hop.
And down to Zach's for Mr. Tumnus.
First Thursday of the month.
Mr. Tumnus on draft.
Oh.
This is Nubia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Porter / brown ale with...
Gouda?
Is it Gouda?
Yeah, it's Gouda.
It's Gouda. Yeah, I know it's Gouda.
Yeah, it's good.
What's the cheese in it? I don't know about that.
Smoked Gouda porter.
I don't know. No, that's a different beer.
Oh. All right. All right, fine. It's cool.
Yep. I don't remember.
But it was so good.
It was excellent. It was very good. 6.8%. So, you know.
Good percentage.
You just need one.
Solid percentage.
Get you there. Get you doing what you're doing. Had a, the double IPA from, Alvarado Street. I can't remember the name right now. It was a double cone.
Ooh.
It was their new one.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Were you in the figure on loop?
Yes.
On the loop?
MGA.
The loop on the MGA.
Double cone. Yes, it is the double cone from Alvarado.
Oh shit! I didn't even mean to do chocotazo. Did you have a chocotazo?
I did not.
Damn it! You should have had
a accidental tasso.
Accidental tasso.
Oh, I accidentally tossed.
Wow! 2-point penalty. Puck goes to the home team.
That's not how.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an expert.
This hockey guy over here. You in the Monster Games? You been in any Monster Games?
Nope. I heard they're back at the old Sound Arena, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That seems like a good idea.
Were. Season's over.
Were. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Over? I said were.
Yeah. Aw, man.
I totally said were.
That's right.
And they got kicked out for the last three games because Disney on Ice.
Oh.
They had to go to Gateway.
They'd ask me as a Fresnan to come and blog about them, and they would hook me up, and I never did.
You turned that down?
No, I didn't turn it down. I was just like, yeah, I'll do it, bro. And then I just never did.
Turned it down.
Another section I should edit out, but I won't. What else? What else you drink?
I had some Modern Times ice. Icicles.
Ooh.
Jeez. Seems to be a Napolitano trend.
Man, you got to get on board.
Yeah. You would know.
It's not hoppy beer, bro. Why?
It's fine. You know what?
No, it's not fine. There's no hops.
If you wake up at like 10:30, you pop an ice, you're good.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're selling me as a morning beer. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Pop one open, head to Chubby's, get some breakfast.
Hey, how about we go to Chubby's this morning for breakfast? Sounds good, huh? Just let me get an ice in me.
Let me crush this ice real quick.
Let me crush this ice and we'll go. Oh, come on. I'm ready.
You know I like ice.
You know it gets busy by 10. Just let me crush this, bro.
Whoa. This is ice. Takes 37 seconds. Whoa, 37 seconds done.
Don't rush me.
Don't rush me. It's ice.
This is ice, all right? You'll get your pancakes. Sausage on the side.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I get sausage on the side. Do you, girls?
Wow.
Is that all your big hot take?
Let's see. Yahoo, yes.
Yes. Did I do anything interesting this week?
Oh, I did have second can of In the Garage.
Oh. In the Garage.
In the
Garage. Oh, yeah. From last week. I remember all the singing. All the fun music we had last week.
The Garage.
Fa, fa, fa. Fa, fa, fa.
Cowboy Queen.
No. Don't start it. Nope. Not going to do it.
In our hearts.
Stop saying stuff.
Ooh.
The Pinsky file.
Whoa.
From Faction Brewing.
Yeah.
It was only $1.99 because they had it.
Wow.
Because at the market, they have a shelf on the side of their end that are discounted beers. I don't know how old it was, but it still tastes all right. It's definitely worth $1.99. I'm sure it was old, but it still worked for me. Had a Bakersfield Brewing's Timbler. Ooh. Hey Z. Where I got that at the market. Because the market now has singles.
Mm.
They have their end that had all the craft beer that use mostly bombers. Now it's single cans mostly.
So now you can go get your individually portioned meal and your single beer and
there you go.
Be judged by everybody in there.
The market. Yeah. They've got a couple dudes, bros, that are beer cool in there. I went to Riley's for the first time ever. I went to Riley's restaurant there.
What?
Brewpub restaurant.
The first time ever?
Yeah. Whoa. It's the first time I've ever been there.
Wow.
Because I'm an uncle now, motherfuckers.
What?
Yeah, you is.
And my sister had a baby over there in Clovis. And so right there by Clovis Community is Riley's. And
like, yes, it is.
I was like, all right.
And you're like, this is stressing me out. I need a beer.
Yeah, I got a nephew.
This stresses
now.
Me out.
Jeez, I've got all this responsibility of an uncle now. I'm going to go get beer. I enjoyed that place. I like that. That Raleigh's Root Pub is a nice place.
And it's expanded.
Oh, I didn't know because the first time being in there, so look, it was already big to me.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a cool place.
Wow.
Good food. And I had a Catalyst IPL. It was a collab with a Indian Pale Lager with Pendragon.
Oh wow!
And it was really good.
That's interesting.
But I might have blown the keg because I ordered it and she's like, I don't think we still have that anymore. Let me go check. And she checked and they still had it. And I was good to go. So they might be done with that, which sucks. Da 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 da.
I thought it was going to be more metal.
Sorry, not metal.
Not metal.
And I also had a Catching Up IPA from Ryan.
Nice.
And I had a Bacon and Eggs from Pizza Port.
Ooh. It's
another single I got from the market.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Fun. Yeah. I did complain that it's too high. Because it's marketed as a breakfast beer, bacon and eggs.
Yes.
But it's an 8% beer. That's a lot of percentage for a breakfast beer.
I don't see. So where's the problem?
It should be low.
I think
it should be more sessionable.
I think you're the problem here.
Maybe.
I think you need to be returned.
I'm just saying. They need to make a sessionable.
I need to complain about you.
And I had a Garden Vibes from Tagaskoy Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Beer to Brewery 87 gave me that. So I was like, yeah, it's good beer. Great can. You still got some of that, the beer garden?
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right. I might get some of that this weekend. And another one from Tioga Sequoia, Midnight Lightning.
Wow.
And Matt donated to myself. Sounds weird, but.
Ah, yes, yeah. Well. He's all, yeah. Noticed, I noticed some ice on your windshield. Let me take care of that for you.
Yeah, it's good. Good personal beer fest there. That's all I've been cop drinking. You can find me Dorktown on Untapped or search Mikey Top Boy. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
And Nick is the Nick 80. We're all on there drinking and having fun and talking and chatting up beer. And just like, isn't this the greatest beer? You're like, yeah, it's super cool. God damn it. Come on, Trooper Dawson, get out of there.
You need to fire that board up.
You're fired, board up.
That's some cheese. That's some cheese. Cheese. Cheese.
Boom. 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 Oh, he's choosing himself.
Yay! Oh, it's been all cans this week, I except know. For this!
What is that?
A bottle!
I don't get this.
I don't get it. It's in a glass thing that I don't know what it
is. I love gold!
A new beer... From Trogues and from the Fontana Gym, Troganator.
Troganator.
Double block.
Ooh, what? There's a style we haven't had in all.
I know.
7 years.
I cannot remember last time we've had a double block on there.
Is that why it's in a bottle? Is it, how old is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's from 1998.
Hey, Mabel, get me a double block. That sounds delicious. Cheers, cheers, guys. Cheers. Krogan always, here. Always, always. But don't undercut these people, the golden gods.
That's
of the
who I'm
four.
Cheersing to.
Oh, good. I want to hear it. Matt, give me some golden god cheers. Cheers it up.
Cheers to the golden gods.
Woo! Yeah!
That's...
They're great. They're great people.
They make the show happen. They take care of us. They make sure we get here safe. They make sure we have beer.
Yep.
They listen to things that we talk about before the show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get exclusive things.
Exclusives.
And
they just got an exclusive video this week of Matt opening up a Porsche bomb from Colin and Janine.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I've got. I should be a patron, and then I would have known that.
I know. You should sign up.
Yeah,
sign up for $5 or more, and you can be. You can get access to that.
I just want access to that sweet secret Facebook group.
Ooh,
what? No, nobody can.
The Porum on the Facebook, a secret group on Facebook.
Yeah, which now you don't even have access. You have the founder badge on your name or whatever. Ooh. You have moderator or whatever.
I'm a founder.
Porum needs
badges.
All
I know is the brother has a badge. Porum needs badges.
I think founder. Somebody should start making some T-shirts, huh? Maybe like Porum member, perform, blah blah blah.
Porum member.
I'm Porum. And everyone will know, like, oh, that guy's in the porn.
Ooh, wow.
So, yeah, cheers. More cheers, man? You have some more cheers?
That's what I got.
All right. The Porum, the golden gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to be a golden god as well. $5 or more a month. And you help us out. And You're paying for lift rides for us. You're paying for beer for us. Paying up for all the show, the usage, the internet usage. You got to pay for that. We use the internet. Internet's like, bro, you got to pay us. And we're like, all right.
Dear sir.
Dear sir,
this is the internet.
This is the internet. You owe us money. Shit.
Pay us.
That's what you guys do. So thanks everyone, all those golden gods. And Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Ale Adventures MN. Is that Minnesota? What state is
maybe.
It? MN, Montana?
Yes. No, Minnesota.
Makersfield?
Montana's MA.
It's Makersfield.
Oh, no, Montana's MT. I don't
know. Modern times and land.
Yep. Yeah, cheers, that'd be sad if Montana's in Montana.
Before Fresno. Le Ranch Craft Beer Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
They are a follower on the Perfect Pour Instagram. Cheers to... Where'd it go?
Cheers to people being people.
There was a can label art Instagram. And all he does
is super cool.
It was super cool. All he does is post pictures of the can art. And he has like a specific style that he's into. And so all the cans have a similar look and feel to them. And I do not have the name with me.
I'd super want to follow that, but yeah, you're not coming up with the
information. But you cannot follow this. Only I can follow this.
Ah, damn it.
Canned by design.
Canned by design. All one word. Canned no underscores.
That's correct.
Canned by design.
And so it's very clean and crisp and minimalistic. Ooh. Instagram photos.
By the way, this double bock isn't bad.
What? You're drunk.
I guess so. Must be.
And if you are into podcasts and Volkswagens, there's a new podcast called Let's Talk Dubs.
Oh boy. This is the podcast you guys should have done. This should be on the Dorktown Network. You guys should have done it.
All right.
I kept telling you guys, do a Volkswagen show.
Yeah. I have a feeling this podcast is going to frustrate me.
Yes. You're like, you're not talking about the right things.
What's the correct valve clearance? It's six. It's six.
Idiots. Idiots.
Idiots.
I'm just listening to this podcast, but I want to keep listening. I'm going to keep listening, but I hate it. Most of our listeners.
Let me tell you how much I love hard start relays. Just no. I hate it.
Oh, God. Stop. Are they going to go on some song tangent now?
Yes.
Does this show have lots of tangents? They're like talking about Volkswagen. You're like, yeah, I'm into this. And then they start talking about music.
Zero tangents. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
How do they get through their day?
I don't know. They're zero. Probably already in the top 10 of fucking iTunes.
But, Mikey, you'll appreciate this. He records it in a garage. And his dog often barks in the background.
All right.
He now, has to cut away.
All right. I'm locked in.
He has to cut away.
I've got to come back, guys.
Sorry. My we had to go barking. Silence the dog. Give him lots
does
of
he,
treats.
Does he podcast near his Volkswagen?
Yes. All well, right. It's in the garage, cool. Sir. Did you miss
in
that part
the
of the
garage.
Explanation?
Oh, he should do it inside the Volkswagen.
That podcast has never been done in a more uncomfortable place.
Oh, well, if not in a bus. A bus would be comfortable.
Oh, okay. Like the back of a Volkswagen?
Ooh, nice reference.
Good reference. Oh. You guys left me hanging on that one. I was waiting for someone to pick that up.
What was this called again?
I don't know.
What dubs.
We Let's dubs. Talk dubs.
Let's talk dubs. How many shows in are they?
Four, I believe.
All right.
One's a pilot.
How did you
so
find
three,
it?
How'd
you
really.
Find it?
There's another Instagram I follow called Vintage Warehouse _ VDubs, and he was a guest on that show. So he posted that he was a guest. Therefore, I found the podcast.
Oh. Dude, we got to do marketing, man.
Yeah.
More marketing for the Perfect Pour. Remember, tell all your beer geek friends about the Perfect Pour. Also, cheers to Martin _A_559, Big Game James 21, Big Game 21, Faction Brewing, Hops _Hound, The Fontana Gym, Worst Beer Blog, and all those that quietly listen to the show and don't ever call. Don't ever get with us on social media. Don't ever say anything. Just quietly listen, and then go about their day.
Yep.
Cheers.
Kind enough to drive our numbers up.
Yes. PerfectBoardPod.com is the website for all the things of the show. And if you could rate us, review us on iTunes, that'd be cool. If not, whatever, it's still cool. Just talk about us, PerfectBoardPod, on social media if you want to enjoy us during the week. And just, man, I really want you to have fun.
Yes,
I check want you your to dates. Be safe. But yeah, check your dates.
And check in with us every now and then.
Yeah, just check with us. Just let us thumbs know how up. You're doing.
Just a thumbs up
let
emoji.
Let us know how Durango is, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Scott Brewing, is it cool? I don't know. I'd like to get a parking lot report from Scott Brewing, from somebody maybe that's in Durango that we know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great
call your mother.
Let us know if they only listen to Goldfinger.